Good morning and welcome to WGXC 90.7 Acra, Hudson, Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Margot Pelletier.
And I am Lisa Thomas.
And we are your hosts. At the top of the show, you heard the track Forrest Gump Suite from the 1994 film Forrest Gump. The music was composed by Alan Silvestri.
Alan Silvestri is an Italian-American film and television composer who grew up in Teaneck, New Jersey, and attended Berklee College of Music. He's had a long-standing career as a film composer, but is best known for his working with film director Robert Zemeckis, who was the director for the film Forrest Gump. The collaboration between Silvestri and Zemeckis has been a long and very fruitful relationship. Some examples of work that they have done together would be in films that you know, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the Back to the Future trilogy, Castaway, and Polar Express, to name a few. We want to dedicate our show today to all the mothers out there listening, and I want to do a shout out to my own mom, who's out in Washington State. We love our mothers, and where would we be without them? They say in the film industry, if you're ever so lucky to win a big award like an Oscar or a Golden Globe, one way to stay grounded in the whole experience that you don't get too nervous and freak out on stage, which we've seen a lot over the years, is to always remember where you come from and who your mother is. None of us would be where we are today or even be here without our moms. So thank you for giving us life and for being there for us even when we were not always our best selves.
Many of you may remember that the film Forrest Gump follows the life of a young boy who is born with a crooked spine and a very low IQ. His mother sees to it that he gets the treatment he needs for his physical ailment, that he goes to a regular public school, and that he is afforded all the same opportunities that other children have. Her unconditional love and her confidence in her son Forrest marks and shapes his extraordinary life as he grows into manhood.
What are y'all staring at? Haven't you ever seen a little boy with braces on his legs before?
Don't ever let anybody tell you they're better than you, Forrest. If God intended everybody to be the same, he'd have given us all braces on our legs.
Mom always had a way of explaining things so I could understand them.
I only know I'm lonely
That was I Don't Know Why I Love You, performed by Clarence Frogman Henry, and preceded by a soundbite with Sally Fields, who plays Forrest Gump's mother, and you heard a little bit of Tom Hanks, who plays Forrest Gump, from the 1994 film Forrest Gump.
While we opened our show today with a track by the film's composer, Alan Silvestri, the film's soundtrack is predominantly comprised of previously released popular tunes that helped to, in a very fabulous, nostalgic way, define the time periods that they depict within the film. For example, the soundtrack features artists such as Bob Dylan, Aretha Franklin, Fleetwood Mac, The Supremes, Jackson Brown. It goes on and on and on. And now we're going to play one of those popular tunes for you. So enjoy. That was I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, performed by the Four Tops, followed by a soundbite with Tom Hanks, who's playing Forrest Gump. This summer marks the 20-year anniversary of the film Forrest Gump, which was based on the 1986 novel of the same name by Winston Groom. While the film deviates a bit from the original novel, much of it holds true to the character of Forrest Gump. Now, the film does many things. But one of the things that it does very cleverly is insert the character Forrest Gump into several of the most significant events within our country's history, from the late 1950s to the early 1980s. And what's unique about the film's approach to this is, because we then witness the events from Forrest Gump's eyes, a person seen as mentally handicapped, The events, for example, like Governor Wallace's attempt to block an African-American student from entering a newly segregated college, or the war in Vietnam, these events haven't any judgment. All the judgment, whether it be good or bad, is arrested. The events merely unfold and are experienced with an innocence and a neutrality.
Now, the author of the book, Forrest Gump, Winston Groom, was paid $350,000 for the screenplay rights to his novel, and he was contracted for a 3% share of the film's net profits. Word of warning, never do a contract for net profits, because Paramount and the film's producers did not pay him another dime, using, in quotes, Hollywood accounting to say that the blockbuster film actually lost money when in fact it was making millions of dollars in the summer of 1994 when it was released. Tom Hanks, by contrast, contracted the film's gross receipts instead of a salary, and he and the director, Robert Zemeckis, each received $40 million. So, no profit, huh? Additionally, Groom was not mentioned once in any of the film's 6 Oscar speeches when they won. So, Winston, we feel for you. just heard Respect, performed by Aretha Franklin, followed by The Land of a Thousand Dances, performed by Wilson Pickett.
It had been a number of years since Lisa and I had watched Forrest Gump, but watching it again was a great reminder of just how ahead of its time Forrest Gump was back in 1994. Besides being an amazing film with a great story, the film is full of incredible visual effects. Forrest Gump seamlessly walks right into actual historic events, shaking hands with past presidents and even sitting with John Lennon on the Dick Cavett talk show. The company Industrial Light and Magic, using CGI techniques, achieved this amazing fooling of the eye. The film's director, Robert Zemeckis, has often been referred to as a director who is largely interested in doing films with special effects. What isn't said about him is that he uses these effects to help build the narrative plot and not just to blow up buildings and crash 18-wheelers.
Right. And, you know, aside from all of that great sort of archival special effects work that they did where they inserted Tom Hanks into a lot of those old film reels, there was also really a remarkable effect done on the actor Gary Sinise, who played the part of Lieutenant Dan in the film, and who, after being wounded in the war in Vietnam, becomes a double leg amputee. By wrapping the actor's lower legs with a blue fabric and doing rotoscoping work on every single frame within the scenes of the actor after he's become the paraplegic, Lieutenant Dan, or Gary Sinise the actor, flawlessly appears to have no legs below the knees. And there's also one other shot that opens and closes the movie, which is this feather shot, which is so incredible because it's this really wide panning shot that starts up in the clouds and dips down. It's a crane shot, dips down over the town square, I believe, in Savannah, Georgia. And they follow the feather through the clouds, then through the trees, and then falling, it comes down underneath the car and eventually ends up at the foot of Tom Hanks, who's sitting on a bus stop park bench, and he picks it up, so he interacts with it. But the whole time you're watching a CGI feather falling, which was filmed on a blue screen in a studio, but in fact they had to match it to a real feather that was taped or glued to his shoe that he then picks up. So it's just really incredible, and it had great metaphors, right, Margot?
Yeah, it's actually a metaphor for destiny or the way chips fall.
So anyway, when you watch the movie, keep special eye out for those details because they're really done so flawlessly, and Zemeckis really knows what he's after when he's doing his special effects. We got more music for you, so enjoy.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on to the other side, break on through to the other side.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where today, in honor of Mother's Day, we're featuring the music from the 1994 film soundtrack Forrest Gump. You just heard For What It's Worth, performed by Buffalo Springfield, followed by Break On Through to the Other Side, performed by The Doors.
Alabama is one of the main settings within the film, and the fictional town of Greenbow, Alabama, is where young Forrest grows up and where his mother continues to reside over the years. Greenbow is also where Forrest meets his lifelong friend and love interest, Jenny, played by Robin Wright.
Now, even though Alabama as a setting plays a huge part within the film, as far as Lisa and I could find out, all of the 27 locations used within the movie, well, none of them were actually filmed in Alabama. The scenes that depicted the Gump homestead were actually shot in South Carolina, and the film's director, Robert Zemeckis, drew inspiration from the artwork of none other than Norman Rockwell to create the look and feel of his fictional southern town, Greenbow. I thought that was very odd because Rockwell has always been associated with the Northeast, like Maine and things like that.
Rockwell also was just very quintessential early America, which I think is what they were going for, like 1950s pure Americana, right?
Oh, okay, sure.
So I think maybe that was part of what was going on with his looking back to Rockwell. So anyway, Alabama was a big setting and almost a character within the film. So, and of course, they have a song about it, and here it is.
1, 2, 3. Turn it up.
Sweet Home Alabama, performed by Lynyrd Skynyrd. When Jenny and Forrest are kids in the movie Forrest Gump, to quote a line from the film, they were like peas and carrots, literally inseparable. As they age, Jenny comes to believe that she has to separate from Forrest and his childlike outlook. She goes looking for love in all the wrong places and hears a classic from none other than Fleetwood Mac.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could.
After Jenny leaves Forrest for what must be, oh God, the third or fourth time, within the film, there's kind of a fickle finger of fate that keeps their lives intersecting, and they'll have like a tender moment or a fierce moment, but then they'll part again and again and again. Well, at one point, it feels like Jenny has left Forrest forever, and at that point, Forrest does what he always does to alleviate a painful situation. He runs. He runs and he runs and he runs all across America.
Two, one, two, three, four. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again, on the road again. Like a band of gypsies we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
By none other than Willie Nelson. While Forrest Gump is thought to have a slow mind, his mind is as open as his heart is compassionate. The openness and trust brings Forrest to numerous opportunities. He becomes a football star at the University of Alabama. He is a recipient of a Purple Heart after, I think, saving four lives in Vietnam in his company. He becomes a champion ping pong player that goes to China for the first time on like the U.S. ping pong team, and I think plays against top ping pong players there and even meets Mao Zedong. We're not sure. And he eventually actually then towards the end of the film, we don't want to give away too much away, but becomes a father, and there's a little Forrest Gump Jr. So you got to check out the film if you haven't seen it. I know it's been 20 years and I was forgot how great it was. It's an amazing movie, and there's amazing 34 song soundtrack plus compositions by the composer Alan Silvestri. So if you get a chance, check out the soundtrack. Here's some more great music from the soundtrack, so enjoy.
We'll be right back.
the matter, Mom?
I'm dying, Forrest.
Come on in, sit down over here.
Why are you dying, Mom?
It's my time. It's just my time. Oh, now, don't you be afraid, sweetheart. Death is just a part of life. Something we're all destined to do. I didn't know it, but I was destined to be your mama. I did the best I could.
You did good,
Mama. Well, I happen to believe you make your own destiny. You have to do the best with what God gave you.
What's my destiny, Mom?
You're gonna have to figure that out for yourself. Life is a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you're gonna get.
Mama always had a way of explaining things so I could understand them.
I will miss you, Forrest.
She had got the cancer and died on a Tuesday. I bought her a new hat with little flowers on it. And that's all I have to say about that.
Where it's not too late.
was Turn, 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 performed by the Byrds from the 1994 film soundtrack Forrest Gump. We have one more track coming up for you to wrap up our show here today, and we'll end with another composition by Alan Silvestri. But before we play that, as always, we have some final parting words by Margot. So, Margot, what's on your mind?
Well, in honor of Mother's Day, while not wanting to romanticize motherhood, I have to admit that one of the few regrets in my life is that I've never experienced it. That opportunity to help another human being grow through life, that utter bond between a child and its mother, that unique opportunity that motherhood presents to love and to be loved. I can't speak to this, but what I can speak to is the unshakable influence of my own mother, a bright, outspoken, raging liberal who loved too dearly the only man she could tolerate and managed to raise 5 ever-yearning children while attempting to be a writer, a teacher, and the perfect wife of a loose cannon public figure, all while trying to keep her sobriety. Mothers are remarkable in ways far beyond their selflessness. On this their day, let us all say thank you. Until next month, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbors, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.